is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, and your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Charles is producing the broadcast today in Minnesota. Get Prepared Expo this weekend, Lebanon, Missouri. Yep, Saturday, Sunday, guns and ammo. And 80 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo over 2 days. We thought that we would have 40 seminars, and we thought maybe 50, then 60, then 70. It looks like 80 seminars. We thought we could run them 4 at a time. Nope. 5 at a time. Nope. Looks like we're going to be running 6 seminars at a time this Saturday and this Sunday at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center. Now, if you go to the website and you go to page 1, you'll see some of the seminars. If you go to the it says Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th, the largest survival and preparedness expo in the USA. It's absolutely true. That's where you want to look to get a rough idea of the seminar schedule, but it's not accurate. And I've got to adjust that this, tonight and tomorrow and get it firmed up. But anyway, it looks like about 80 seminars at this point. It truly is going to be great. Doomsday Preppers is coming. They're going to spend 2 days with us, the casting director. Brooklyn Bagwell will be with us for a couple days, and she's looking for talent for the Doomsday Preppers television show, National Geographic's entertainment program, Doomsday Preppers. 50% entertainment, 50% education. She's been on the air with us, and we've talked about this. Today, we're going to talk about outdoor survival with Mikhail Mikuriev, and he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo Saturday and Sunday, and he's the inventor of the Ember-lit stove, E-M-B-E-R-L-I-T stove. He's an outdoorsman. He's a hunter. He's a student of bushcraft and primitive living skills. And among friends, he's often referred to as a monkey with a screwdriver, thanks to his endless and often destructive tinkering. Now, the first prototype of his stove was cut from his wife's magnetic bulletin board when she wasn't looking. It's a very interesting stove. Welcome, Mikhail.
Hey, how you doing?
It's great to have you on the broadcast, and we're excited to have you come to the Get Prepared Expo. Now, you've invented a very interesting stove. Why don't we discuss, let's describe this stove, and then we'll talk about some of the uses. So, Mikhail, Can you describe this small compact stove? What does it look like?
Oh, well, that's a good question. It almost looks like a little tiki man, but it's a little panel assembled stove, just, you know, 5 little pieces that lay completely flat when you're not using them. And then when you want to use your stove, you simply assemble it by sliding the tabs into the various slots, and it makes a little box. And what's nice about it is it allows you to burn very dense fuel wood in a very small area. Makes it very easy to use fuel that's free and abundant, and it makes it much more convenient to cook with an open fire and a lot safer too. I mean, often the conditions simply aren't right to be able to have an open fire. It's something that I really enjoy over using a gas stove.
Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is if you're out in the wild and you are bugging out, and you'd like to have some fire to cook some food. Let's say you've hunted with your .22. You can use this compact stove that you can put in a backpack because it lays flat. I guess it would be like if you took maybe 4 or 5 sheets of cardboard backing off a pad of paper That's about how thick these pieces of steel are, correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. And why don't you tell us about what the rough dimensions of this flat pack stove are?
Okay. When it's packed completely flat, it'll fit in a 6 inches tall by 5 inch wide rectangle and about a little less than a quarter inch thick. And the titanium one weighs less than 6 ounces, and the stainless model weighs less than 12 ounces. I mean, that's less than a can of soda pop. So it's definitely a lot lighter than any sort of fuel canisters or, you know, carrying white gas with you.
Yeah. So all you have to have is a method of starting the fire, which could be matches, it could be a lighter, it could be a fire starter. And you could grab the tinder around and start the fire and start cooking right then and there. Mikhail, what was it that started you thinking about inventing this stove? There had to be something that said in your mind, you know what, there's a better way of doing this. What was that?
Honestly, it was I wasn't able to find what I wanted on the market. I'd seen a variety of other small wood-burning stoves. I've made a ton of the little do-it-yourself stoves that you can find online. And I just started going one through the other, nothing really met my needs. And so I sat down with a little notebook. I wrote down what I liked and what I didn't like, and lined up all the stoves I'd made, and wrote down notes about which I liked and what I didn't. And finally, after several weekends of playing with my Dremel and cutting up every bit of metal that I could find, including, as you mentioned, my wife's magnetic bulletin board, came out with something that looked like it'd work. Then I decided I wanted a nice one for myself, and I couldn't afford the minimum order over at the metal fabrication shop. So I figured I'd have to sell a couple of them to pay for mine. And, you know, so I threw them up online thinking, I'll sell a few to a couple of friends. And 6 months later, it became a full-time job. So.
Yep. The life of an entrepreneur, where you work after work, building your dream, and then you work 24 hours a day after that, from then on.
the best part was my friends at work at my office teasing me about the dozens of dollars I would make, and so I wanted to rub it in every chance I get.
Yeah. So it's a really interesting stove, Class, and there's a companion to this. In Class, you've listened to the broadcast and you've heard Glenn Meter. Now, Glenn Meter made a device. He's an inventor also. And he invented the companion to this, which is the survival still. So you can put your survival still on top of this ember-lit stove.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have not only the ability to cook food, but you'll have the ability to still pure, safe drinking water out of whatever liquid you can find, that, you know, mud, pond water, stream water, whatever you've got that, you know, it is got water in it, you'll be able to distill water and use the heat from this stove. I think it's a very, very interesting stove, and I have not seen it firsthand, but I will in 3 days.
Oh,
I'm going to see
this. Very shortly.
Yeah. Well, so you're an outdoorsman, and let's talk about some of the challenges to outdoor survival. I know you love the wilderness, but let's talk about what you do and what you've learned being an outdoorsman, because we may have to bug out. Some of us may live in locations where we have to leave the city and go out into the wilderness, and that's a rude awakening.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's something that I'm reminded about every day, honestly. I'm sitting in my office here, and I've got a rack full of, you know, multiple packs and gear, and I've got shelves full of all sorts of other gear and boxes of ammunition and MREs and all this wonderful stuff, and I realized I'd have difficulty just, you know, carrying myself out the door. And so the idea of actually picking up and leaving, I mean, you know, it sounds, you know, sometimes romantic, I guess you could say, but the reality of it, the logistics of it are that it could be a very difficult thing. I mean, you know, the ideal is staying home where you have all your supplies, but if you have to get up and go, you're going to rely a lot more on what you know and what you can carry in your mind and in your muscles rather than, you know, the latest gear or whatever that you bought. I mean, if you can't carry it, you're not taking it.
You're absolutely right. And what comes to mind is the children. You know, we go for a ride in the car, and I'm not talking about me, but I'm talking about just us in general, people in general. We go for a ride in the car, and we're going on a long trip. You know, Daddy, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I have to use the restroom. Daddy, are we there yet? I mean, this is going to be completely different from that. That's pleasant compared to what we may be experiencing, correct?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, who knows what the dangers would be that you're going to have to avoid in the certain circumstances that you'll be dealing with. You know, I mean, should you bug out, I mean, you know, you're leaving because you cannot live there anymore. And so, you know, what do you take with you? I mean, do you have a plan already in place? Do you have a place where you're going to bug out to? Do you have, you know, friends that you're going to meet up with? You know, do you have resources pre-positioned? So it's certainly a very, you know, I consider it a very complex issue, you know, something that I greatly dread, though I do often think about it.
Right, you're absolutely right, because, and you said it so well, you're leaving because, well, you have to. It may not be safe. You may not have the provisions. You may not have the ability to stay where you are because a simple thing like the power just may be out. And I can tell you a short story. We're building our home here in the Ozark Mountains. We did not have the doors in, and we did not have the windows in, but we're building a house. It was under roof, but it was really windy in this building because there were no doors and windows. And we had an ice storm, and everything was okay, except we couldn't keep the cold out, and the electricity failed. And that meant that our portable electric heaters, we built this little shelter in the basement where we walled off one room, but it was so cold. It was maybe 15 degrees outside. It was so cold we could not stay here. And because we were still building the house, we didn't have everything unpacked that we needed, and we couldn't get fuel. Nobody could go anywhere because of the thin sheet of ice on all the roads. Mm. Everything came to a standstill. No stores were open. And they didn't have electricity to run their operations, and we couldn't get there even if we wanted to. So we couldn't even get kerosene. We couldn't get 1 gallon of kerosene to run a kerosene heater. Mikhail's with us, Mikhail Makuriev, his inventor. And we're going to talk about bugging out, the wilderness, survival at USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Tom.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about survival, your survival in the wilderness. And we're here with Mikhail Mercuriev. He's our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. He's the inventor of the Emberlit stove, E-M-B-E-R-L-I-T stove, and Emberlit.com, E-M-B-E-R-L-I-T.com, if you want to see it. It's a really interesting stove. If I were to describe it, I would say that it kind of looks like a crown. If you could make a crown out of four sides rather than a circular crown that you'd wear on your head. That's kind of what this stove looks like. It easily slips together. You can assemble it probably in 30 seconds or less. It's a very interesting design. It looks really fabulous. I'm excited about seeing it at the Get Prepared Expo. And you can hold it in your hand, one hand. Really interesting. Mikhail, you are a Boy Scout. And why don't we just take a minute and talk about how important it is for a young man to be involved in Boy Scouts and what you learned that you've taken to this point to help you design your stove and live out in the wilderness.
Oh, gosh. Well, I tell you what, God loves Boy Scouts because there's so many trips where we should not have returned. And, even now I've actually had the opportunity to be an assistant scoutmaster, and I look at my boys and I wonder about myself back at that age. I think it's vital for young men. It's a wonderful institution and a wonderful organization. I mean, when I was a Boy Scout, what was great about it is I got to hang out with one of my friends, but also a lot of adult leaders that really helped shape my perspective on a lot of things. And a lot of what I do as far as, you know, what I enjoy doing in the wilderness and a lot of my, you know, views about, you know, gear and you know, emergency preparedness really did stem from the Boy Scouts. I mean, it's funny because a My Scoutmasters used to get upset with me because I'd always carry a very heavy pack. You know, I'm 65, 70-pound pack. And it was because I didn't trust any of the gear that they were bringing for the group. And invariably, they ended up borrowing all my stuff. And so it very quickly it kind of dawned on me is like, while we should rely on one another, it's always a good thing to make sure you can take care of yourself. And so it just it was a much better alternative to sitting at home and playing video games and getting in trouble with friends. It was being out there in the wilderness and actually just enjoying life and being responsible for myself really did a lot to shape who I am now.
And going out in that canoe and turning it over and we're going out sailing with the rest of the scouts and turning the sailboat over and riding it and learning how to do that in a semi-safe way. those are all great memories. And when you think about camping supplies, I have all of the utensils, everything that was made out of metal. I still have from when I was a Boy Scout. I still do. And if you purchase it once, you can keep it for a lifetime.
Absolutely. In fact, that's the stuff. Go ahead, sorry.
And as I look at your stove, your Ember-lit stove, it reminds me of the quality of the materials we used to buy in the 1950s and the 1960s as Boy Scouts. Let's talk about three elements of survival: shelter, fire, and water. Let's talk about that for a few minutes.
Where to start? When people describe survival to me, when I think about what that means, in reality, it's just not dying until people find you. When we talk about survival in its rawest form, there's a thing that they call the rule of threes, where you roughly have 3 minutes without air, 3 hours without adequate shelter or adequate clothing, and you've got 3 days without water. And then after that, it goes, you have 3 days without food, and then, something to say 3 months without companionship. And the whole idea, that's just a way of organizing your priorities. Because, a lot of times when people get lost or you get an emergency situation, it's very confusing. It's very emotional. And so this gives you a good way
to get down. That's a really good point. Mikhail, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Tom.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the
slip
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, our newest instructor is with us, Mikhail Mikuria. And he's the inventor of the Ember Lit Stove. Less than $40. Less than $40. And this is a flat stove. It's a flat pack. You can put it in your backpack. 6 inches by 5 inches by a quarter of an inch thick. And you assemble it into a stove. It just slips together. It's really interesting. And it comes in stainless steel and titanium. And, you know, Mikhail, you were talking about survival, the rule of threes. And you mentioned 3 minutes without air, 3 hours without shelter. Now, we might think 3 hours without shelter. Come on. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're in the freezing rain, absolutely freezing rain, and you don't have shelter and you're soaking wet, you can die in freezing rain in 3 hours. I'm not kidding. And
I've actually...
Yeah, go ahead.
I've got a funny story about that, actually.
Well, let's hear it.
Just this last weekend, a buddy of mine and he got out of work late, and we wanted to go do something. So this last Friday, we decided to drive out into the desert. There's a stock pond that I know of out there that sometimes fills up this time of year. And we were going to go look for tadpoles, because last time I was there, it was about the size of golf balls. Mm-hmm. And, so we're out there standing next to this muddy pond, that's full of cow manure and And, so I decided to give it a lesson in astronomy. And just within moments, this pickup truck full of a bunch of silly teenagers comes out of the middle of nowhere, and they try to ford through the middle of the pond. Well, we sat there, and we had a really good laugh watching them bury it to the axles.
Right.
I mean, they got stuck. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting is what happened after that is the driver, you know, after a little bit of yelling, got out of the truck, waded through, you know, almost, you know, thigh deep, muddy, freezing cold water. He was barefoot, and he left his cell phone. He took the truck keys, and he started walking on the dirt road at 10 o'clock at night in 46 degree weather, half soaking wet, by himself to go find help because he was embarrassed and upset that he got the truck stuck in front of three pretty girls that were in the back. And, the thing we were thinking about is, I mean, you know, it's several miles to town. There's, I mean, even to the highway. And there wasn't anybody out there that we saw. And, he decided to just hoof it out barefoot on the dirt road. And if it started sprinkling, if it started blowing wind, there was a good chance that they'd find him curled up, you know, in the ditch the next morning.
Right.
And, it was all because of, you know, honestly, it was because of pride. So we let him walk about a quarter mile to cool off and then went and picked him up. And, eventually we dropped him off at the highway patrols, so that he could go find, you know, help. And then we drove back to his friends who were equally unprepared for the environment. They weren't dressed appropriate for anything, actually. And, they were all barefoot and cold. And so we got him out of the trucks. I had some blankets in the back of the car, so I gave him blankets. And of course, we were making all sorts of deliverance jokes, and they had the machetes and axes in the car as well, and it was quite entertaining. But so we started a fire for these people, and you know, I gave them some fresh water, gave them blankets, gave a jacket to the guy that was there, and a hat, and you know, and got them some firewood, and this all took about 10-15 minutes. And it was honestly a lot of fun. You know, we got to play the hero and, you know, be the big outdoorsman and everything like that. But what struck me was just how textbook unprepared, you know, this fellow was, especially, you know, in an emotional state, how he took a situation that was inconvenient and turned it into a life and death situation just because he didn't think to prioritize. He didn't think to kind of take stock of where he was and what he was doing. And so, you know, the fact that, you know, I was able to, in 5 minutes, in the dark, get a fire going to keep them warm. And I used just one of those metal matches. It was a point of pride for me because, earlier that day, I was actually doing a fire starting competition with, you know, a bunch of other people. And so I took note to watch how people react to things. You know, we were on a timer and one guy ran over and grabbed a piece of dimensional lumber from the pile of brush. And started breaking it down with his knife into little kindling and everything like that. So we're timed, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I just threw a sagebrush and whatever on top of it and lit it and, you know, off it went. But what got me is just how easy it is to gain confidence in the skills that you've just seen on YouTube or read about and haven't really practiced. And so when it comes down to being in a stressful situation like that kid was, I mean, even if he did have some training, I'm sure he was a Boy Scout, you know, well, I hope he was. Even in that circumstance, because it wasn't something practiced and it wasn't something thought about, and they didn't have a plan in place for when they're dealing with those issues, like, you know, bugging out and so on, that it all fell apart when it really came down, you know, time to use that information. And so, you know, one of the things with the stove, with the Emerly that I really enjoy is it allows you to practice firecraft. It allows you to practice those skills in a much more convenient manner because, I mean, you get the stove started and it's very easy to feed and easy to cook on, but you're still practicing lighting, you know, lighting your fire with, you know, with things that are comfortable to you. You're still practicing building a fire and feeding it properly because, you know, I like gear that doesn't have logistics. I like gear that doesn't require, you know, special, you know, equipment or fuels or whatever to keep it running. Rather, it's something that relies on skills that I carry with me. And the whole idea is this just makes it more fun. You know, like I said, it was fun to be the hero, you know, but it's because I'm always practicing making fires. I'm always running these scenarios through my head, and I'm, you know, I make sure I've always got that equipment in the car. But, like I said, it was a really good laugh.
Absolutely. And we had a new a new guest at the meetup, maybe 6 months, maybe 4 months ago, and it was freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
And this middle-aged man showed up to the meetup, and you know the meetup that we have is like 110 people on average every Monday night, and we have a seminar and we talk about survival on every level. We talk about preparedness. We'll talk about maybe solar power, wind power, living on solar, how to grow a garden, how to save seeds, how to survive a gunfight. I mean, those are the kinds of things that we talk about at the meetups. Well, this gentleman came in, and he was a little out of place. And the reason he was a little out of place, and we could tell he was brand new to preparedness, because he wore open-toed leather sandals in the winter. Now, everything was fine, you know, until, you know, he drove to the meetup and to the restaurant, and he walked in, everything was fine. But then it started raining. It was raining like crazy, and it was really, really cold, just above freezing. And I thought, you know, if he ever had a car failure, an automotive failure, and he had to walk somewhere, he was not prepared to do that. Now, the rest of us, I mean, I wear, you know, I've got a pair of dress combat boots, and I have a pair of combat boots, and that's what I wear. So when people come to see me at the expo or at a meetup, they're going to see me with black polished combat boots. Now, if I go to church, I wear them. If I go to a funeral, I wear them. If I go to a meetup, I wear them. If I'm on the tractor, I wear them. That's the uniform. I wear a tactical belt, and I'm dressed for the worst case scenario of the time that I'm out. I mean, that's just the way I am. And so you're absolutely right. It made no sense for those young people to be out there without the proper footwear and without thinking about, well, here's what I talk about. I talk about something called mini max regret. And mini max regret is, well, how do you minimize your maximum regret? Now, if I'm thinking that I'm going to have to walk a long way, I want to have shoes on to do that, or boots on to do that. If I'm afraid that the guy in front of me on the highway has got a ladder and it's going to come flying out of his pickup truck and land through my windshield, I'm going to back off and get away from that. That would be my maximum regret, that I'd be wearing that ladder around my neck, you know, through the windshield. So I would want to minimize that maximum regret. And we do that by thinking, what's the worst thing that could happen, and what do we do to prevent it? And that's kind of how I go through life. And it sounds like you do the same thing.
Well, I'm one of those people that prefers to act rather than be acted upon. And
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's funny, I'm going to get into trouble here because I do tend to wear sandals all the time. I'm always barefoot, but I do carry a pair of boots and spare socks and everything in the car with me at all times, just in case. And I'm actually testing out some boots now that are purported to be kind of like barefoot running shoes, but they mm-hmm. give me, you know, full protection of my feet. I mean, it's just, yeah, it hurts for me to wear normal shoes anymore. My feet have changed so much, but aside from the point, you know, you're absolutely right in the fact that it takes just a little bit of prevention, just a little bit of forethought and a little bit of awareness, and you can avoid so many things. And it's not just that, but it's being humble. You know, I mean, a lot of people, the reason why they don't do these things is almost a sense of denial. You know, it's a sense of, this couldn't happen, or they don't want to even think what the ramifications could be if something like that happened. And really, you know, that's when we got to kind of take stock and humble ourselves and realize, yeah, you know what, something could happen. Maybe I should do something. It's like that fellow who, you know, started tromping out of the car barefoot and wearing a T-shirt in the middle of the night. It was cold and wet. It was his pride. You know, I mean, it was understandable. He was embarrassed, but, you know, we've got to swallow that and do what's right, take care of ourselves. And often that means letting our silliness show a little bit. I like to joke with people, you know, let my nerd show or let my crazy show. But, you know, as I carry machetes in the back of the car and water and blankets and, you know, and I've always got my fishing kit with me, but that's not really survival. That's just because, you know, you never know when you get a chance to go fishing.
Let me ask you this. When people are stranded at night, one of the first things that they tend to do, and this has gone on for years, the cowboys have done it, it's gone on for a very long time in the wilderness, probably since the beginning of man. They build a fire. Why? Why do we build a fire when we're out in the middle of nowhere? Tell me the reason, and tell the entire class, why do we do that?
You know, in my opinion, a fire is growing up with us as a human family. I mean, wow, my whole house is shaking. There's a helicopter going over. Must be because I'm on the radio. Anyways, the thing about fire is it's grown up with us. It's part of who we are as a human family. And it is, you know, not only very useful to keep us warm and to sterilize our food and to keep, you know, dangerous animals at bay and so on like that, but it's psychologically, it's very comforting. It gives us a sense of peace. It was funny because of the people in the truck, I think it was because of all the deliverance jokes that we were making, they didn't want to get out of the truck. And once we made a fire for them, they were out there in no time and cozying up next to it. It really is a calming and peaceful thing.
When we come back, Mikhail, let's talk about a little bit more about this stove that you've invented. It's the coolest thing. I'm not kidding. I love it. Mikhail Makariev, Emberlit.com, EmberLit.com. I'm Vince Finelli. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you'd like to see the link to Mikhail Mercurioff's website, emberlit.com, you go to usapreparers.com, page one, at the bottom of the page where the instructors are, and you'll see a section called Preparing. And on the Preparing section, you'll see Mikhail Mercurioff, Emberlit Survival Stove. You can click on that and it'll take you right to his website. And he's going to be with us for dinner. He'll be with us all Saturday. That's this Saturday. That's in 3 days. Saturday and Sunday at the Get Prepared Expo. That's April 6th and 7th at the Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. And if you'd like to see the scheduled events, go to page one of usapreparers.com, and you'll see a post that deals with the Get Prepared Expo. And you can have dinner with Mikhail and me and Dr. Richard Allen Miller and the rest of the cast of usapreparers.com. That's this Saturday. Now, there is a cost for dinner. If you would like to have dinner with us, we only have room for about 200 guests and about 100 instructors. So if you think that it'd be fun to have dinner with 100 of your favorite USAPreparers.com instructors, that will be this weekend, Saturday. And go to the USAPreparers.com website, go to the store tab, and select your tickets. It's $8 for one day, $15 for the weekend, 80 seminars, over 100 exhibits, I think about 120 exhibits, and you can have dinner. $6 without ice cream, $7 with freeze-dry guy ice cream. And the freeze-dry guy's cooking. He's cooking a survival banquet meal. Chicken and beef on the same plate, entrees, vegetable, and it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about it. And we're going to all introduce ourselves at the banquet dinner. So you get a chance to not only hear our names, but you'll actually see who we really are. Mikhail, you really are a survivalist. Let's talk about this stove, and let's talk about, we've got maybe 3 minutes left at the most. Let's talk about unpacking the stove. We assemble it. It's now on a safe burning surface, let's say the ground. What do we do to start the fire?
Well, you know what's actually interesting is you can actually put it on a picnic table and burn it, and that'll be safe as well.
Okay.
Again, there's a whole idea is making something convenient out of just, you know, natural skills that we've been using for generations. But what you do is you shove the top of it full of small twigs and debris, and you get it lit with whatever matter you have. And within about 20 seconds, you'll have a flame coming out of the top, a foot not that tall. And then you just fill the little feed port with wood. It could be a shovel handle. It could be, if it fits in that door, it will burn. And because you have a very thick, consistent fuel source, that you just, as the end of it turns to ash, you just gently feed it in, that means you don't have to mess with your stove. You're not breaking down small twigs and feeding them in through the top. You don't have the fluctuations in temperature that come with, you know, those small bits of debris that flare up and die down. You have a very constant, very even flame, which means very quick and very even cooking. I've got a gas-powered stove, and it's got two settings. It's got off and Fukushima. And, you know, I really dislike to think because it's, I mean, even if it's off, if you're not paying attention, it'll give you a brand. And I go camping to avoid that stuff. And you know, my whole contention is you know, earlier I mentioned that survival is simply not dying. Mm-hmm. Then you get into, you know, kind of primitive living skills. And I would argue that it's not really that primitive. It's just different technologies. And it's a way that we've lived for the majority of our history. And it's just recently, in these past couple, you know, 100 years, these past couple generations, that we've moved to an entirely synthetic environment where we, you know, filter the air we breathe. The floors and surfaces we walk on are manufactured. And I mean, the food that we eat is barely even food anymore. And the whole idea is, you know, these skills, they're still relevant. They still work. They're still part of who we are. And so, you know, the question now is, you know, how can we utilize them, you know, with the wonderful advances we have in a more convenient manner? And so the stove allows you to do that.
Mikhail, thanks so much for being with us. I can't wait to see the stove at the Get Prepared Expo. That's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, Mikhail Makuriev. And his website is emberlit.com, EMBERLIT.com. I think you ought to take a look at it. It's really pretty cool. And coming up, hour number two, Bert Bertonis. We're going to be talking about the dangers of electromagnetic radiation. This is part three in our series of the dangers of electromagnetic radiation in cell phones. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Mikhail, thanks so much.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.